Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We have the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings coming up momentarily. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Visit the area's only jeweler with over 5,000 Google five-star reviews. Experience a difference online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you look back on Carson Wentz with the Eagles more positively or negatively? 65% say positively. People don't forget what it was like with Andy.
Sure.
But once Andy was gone for a while, we were okay with Andy again. Mm-hmm. Donovan, same thing.
Yep.
Iverson, people forget how messy it was at the end with Iverson.
Yeah.
But everybody loves AI now.
Yeah. You see AI last night?
I saw some of the clips online. Yeah. Gilly hosted it, right?
My boy always looked good, though, man.
Yeah. Well,
look good, man.
He's been sober, for 6 months?
Yeah.
Which is important for him, and anyone who knows around that, he has struggled with that for a while, and he'll look better
looks
without
good,
it
man.
Too. I think he looked puffy for a while too. Yep. Drinking a lot will do that too.
Looks so, good though, man.
Yeah. I'm excited to read that book too.
Yeah.
You know,
you
can get an audio.
Yeah, you can get an audio book of it. Come on,
get an audio book.
You drive in and drive home. You can listen to it.
Yeah.
I think AI knew Chuck was there, so he felt a little bit extra pressure to perform.
He did say something good about Embiid. I saw the clip. I was wondering if Chuck was sitting in the audience going, No! He's a loser!
Shut up!
Yeah, no, he wouldn't say that to AI.
Yeah, I respect you! Not that loser! All right. 215-592.
That's a good Chuck.
94-94. I've heard a lot of Chuck.
Marcus, you are shut-ass lunatic!
Lunatic! Marcus in New Jersey, you're on WIP.
What's going on, boys?
What's up, Marcus?
Not much. So, back in the day, I need you guys to imagine you're like 10 to 15 years old.
Okay.
Eagles hire Chip Kelly. Everything goes downhill. You're like, man, I'm done with this. The Phillies suck. I'm done with it. You start playing video games. Your dad comes in your room in 2016 and says, you got to start watching football again. I think it's going to be good. It's all right. I gave up again. He comes back 2017. He's like, look, I'm telling you. Just come watch football. I'm telling you. I come back, I see the most magical football play I've ever seen in my life, and I got hooked. I mean, Carson is one step away from God, honestly.
Wow.
He was right there, Ben. Right there. He was.
Wow.
That's how everyone talks about him.
Now, he might be one step from a grave site, but.
Yeah. All right. What was the play?
Grave site?
Yeah. What was the play? What was the play?
At the end of his career.
What
for me?
Yeah.
It was the skin play, getting out of that sack.
Yeah.
Well, would have been
against Washington.
I mean, that really, changed it. But, I don't know, it was just everything. It was, just magical. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is what football can be. When you all have Chip Kelly ruining everything, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, he was, For me, it was the Pittsburgh game his rookie year.
Oh, yeah.
When he hit Sproles coming out of the backfield.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't on Wentz before the draft. Like,
right.
I didn't know Wentz, North Dakota State. I'm like, are you kidding me? This is our franchise? But that game sold me. It was the Pittsburgh game.
We have had moments. So, Marcus, you mentioned Chip Kelly. So we had the moment with Carson. Mm-hmm. We did have a moment with Chip Kelly. Everybody looks back on that era.
His first game.
It was
year, really.
It was unbelievable. And then it went down the drain. We did have a moment with Vic. We had the year with Vic, you know, which was unbelievable. We even, before we had the playoffs with Nick Foles, we did have the, and that was part of the
that was that year, the chip.
Part of the chip year.
Yeah.
Had 27-2, and then it disappeared. Yep. We have had these, like, flashes. And we all get our hopes up, and then
you brought up Chip real quick, Marcus. You brought up Spike. You brought up Chip and Nick.
Yeah.
And Nick threw 27 touchdowns in that offense in like 12 or 13 games.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a quarterback? I mean, a head coach that was as disgusted with having to play a guy.
Yes.
That runs his system the way that he did and had the success as Chip was with Nick Foles.
He wanted Vic. He wanted to play Vic so bad.
He did not want to play Nick Foles, man.
No. No, and I was a Chip guy, and I could tell, and that's why I wanted Vic so bad, and I didn't want Foles.
Yeah.
He was furious.
He's going to be the starter for the next 100 years. Yeah. Like, what are
Is
you
that what you
want
to hear? Yeah. He was the worst, man.
That Chip was wild.
Yeah.
All right, what else you got, Marcus?
Good game last week. Great playing with you, Spike. Good luck this week.
All right, so Marcus is the guy.
He's number one.
He's a wagon.
Number one, yeah.
Look, Marcus.
Take them all seriously.
Look, Marcus, here's what I'm saying. I am injured right now. I look forward to seeing you in the playoffs. That's all.
I know.
Let me get my stuff together. I look forward to seeing you in the playoffs, buddy. You do have a good team.
You got a good squad.
You got a good team.
Yeah.
But, you know, you go peacocking around in week 7. Well, I'm going to remember this.
I'm saying good game to everybody. Good luck.
Okay.
I take every game seriously.
Right. Okay.
One thing I think is funny is that my dad inspired me to get back into football. We got Dustin's dad, who was number one, coming in here, glazing his son. Oh, he's so good. He beats up on my little grandson.
Right.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's why he lost.
Yes, it is his dad's fault. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm winning this week. There's no way he's winning.
All right, Marcus.
Coming in saying he beats up kids.
All right, Marcus. Yeah, we had VP peacocking all around last season, too. I had to take her out.
That didn't end up well.
Which I'm convinced is why she hasn't called so far this year.
Right, I think you ran her away for a little bit.
Well, look, you know, some people expect, because a woman, you're not going to talk trash.
Yeah, you take it easy on her,
Man.
they don't know you.
Yeah, if you're in the fantasy football league, you're in the fantasy football
league. Fair game. No, you're right.
Absolutely.
You're absolutely right.
All right. Eagles inside of your power rankings?
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Oh, man. It means more this year.
You can tell.
Eagles Insider of the Year.
It means more this year.
People care more.
They do.
And when I say people, I mean the insiders.
That's right.
And I would say this week, our local insiders have been embarrassed by national insiders.
Per usual.
Yeah. And we had a great week last week. Great week for Kempski last week. Great week for Ashland, even though some of their stories have been poo-pooed by some of the people who were involved in the stories.
Refuted. Yes.
Refuted. So here we are with this week's Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings. And I want to give you an insight into the committee's voting standards. They don't want to vote for national people.
Not at all.
No.
But if they're forced to, that's who they're going to vote for.
Yep.
Yeah, get on your jobs.
Yep, do a little work. Number 5, Jeremy Fowler.
We don't even know Jeremy Fowler.
Yes, but what did he have? He had that an Eagles player said it's starting to feel like 2023.
Don't be afraid to put stuff out there because of the Twitter reaction.
Yes.
That's a message.
Yes, just put it out there.
Put it out.
Yeah, don't wait for... Because let me tell you this. This season starts going down the tubes.
I need you sniffing.
Joe Santaliquido is going to be waiting to write the tell-all. And we might as well just give him the award when he writes it.
He's the Grim Reaper.
You don't think Jeff McClain is sniffing around this team right now?
We don't want to give it to Jeff.
No. The last thing I want to do. Number 4, Jimmy Kempski. Now, he was number 1 last week because he had the meeting. But the meeting was, we'll get to later on.
It was an encounter.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't a few hours.
Pretty hard to do a few hours in the parking lot.
I will say, though, we never bought the few hours thing.
No.
No one
total
ever really
lie.
Bought that. Yet.
Total lie. But if it was painted to Jimmy that way, Jimmy has to report
right,
that.
Right, no, he just reported it,
So, and the first episode of Go Birds Evenings.
Oh, yes, tonight at 6, and Jimmy Kempski will be here.
Oh, the ride home.
Yeah.
Now again, it's going to be tough with the cameras. Elliot's so short, Jimmy's so tall.
Yes.
I don't know how that's going to work out.
Well, Elliot should stand on the chair.
Yeah, stand on his tippy toes.
Get him a booster seat.
Get him a booster
that's
what he needs.
Yeah. Exactly what I was getting ready to say.
Have we discussed also seat. Go Birds Evenings? Are we going to bring that name?
No, we're going to change it.
Yeah, we have to change it.
Yeah.
Why?
It's a horrible name.
It's a horrible name.
Yeah.
Y'all are crazy. And obviously, you thought about this already.
Well, I've been thinking about it since Rod told us there's
yeah,
Go
Rod's
Birds
like,
Evenings.
Here's the big reveal. Go Birds Evenings.
What?
This is the guy?
Yeah.
Every day.
There's no alliteration there.
There's nothing. Who thought of it?
Evenings yeah. with ESP.
That would work
even
better.
Even better.
Evenings with ESP.
Would be even better. And if you Go Birds I know he wants to use Go Birds in there yeah. somewhere for the branding. I get it. But, like, maybe a little less team, a little less time on your fantasy team, a little more time naming the thing. Anyway, Elliott Shore Parks, Wednesdays at 6 o'clock, 6 to 8, Go Birds Evenings, the first guest. And he will have a different guest every week. This week's guest, Jimmy Kempsky. All right, Jimmy Kempsky, number 4. Number 3, and I know the locals aren't going to like it, but Chris Sims is number 3.
Oh, that's hell
right.
no.
Chris Sims saying people in the building think that they're not going to change the offense because that's not what Jalen wants. I don't know.
It's a big scoop.
It's a big scoop. Is it right? I don't know, but he said it.
Chris Sims on this list.
Yeah,
really.
Look, it is what it is.
Truth teller.
Yes. Calling him like I see him. Number 2, Elliott Shore Parks.
What did he do?
He reported 2 separate players to keep your eye on for Edge for trading. Like one guy on the Jets, one guy on the Falcons.
Yeah.
So we will reward activity. We'll see what happens, whether it happens or doesn't happen.
Oh, we just reward the activity.
Well, but then you get hit if the activity's wrong.
Well, okay. they did claim an edge rusher or whatever. They signed to a practice squad.
Was it one of the guys he named?
Not even close.
No. Well, but that was practice squad. And
I don't
he
care.
did say now. Are we considering it a report when he said yesterday he thinks Brandon Graham's going to be on the Eagles again?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. That's kind of out there by everybody.
Yeah. It seems right. like it's out there.
Yeah. All right.
No shot he's coming back.
Well, I'm rewarded. And Elliott had the first question in the presser again
No shot
this
he's
week.
Coming back?
Nah, no shot. Why would you come back?
Hey, let me tell you.
Well, he would come back.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Have you done number 1 already?
No.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Number 1, A.J. Brown.
Perpetually.
Yeah.
I should have just kept going.
Well, he said the meeting happened in the parking lot. He was walking through his car. Who knows?
Might let AJ know he's at the top of the list of Eagles. Inside.
Maybe Jalen. I want to find out. AJ, was Jalen eating lunch in this car? All right. What do you got?
I was going to say with BG, man, all this sort of noise about him potentially coming back, even to the point where we're asking Coach Sirianni about it.
Yes,
and
Vic Fangio.
And Vic Fangio. You know who hasn't put out a message that says he has no interest in playing football?
I guess that would be Brandon Graham.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
He's local, so he's here, so he knows this is out there.
And yep.
So I'm believing that it's a possibility. I'm hoping it's a possibility. Listen, we need good vibes. Brandon is
always
good vibes, man. And we'll see what he has in the tank. If you got realistic expectations, then you won't be disappointed. But having him there, personality-wise, everything else, that can't be a bad thing.
And
so yeah, until BG says, nope, don't believe what you're hearing. I'm done. I've hung up the cleats. Until I hear him say that.
We put bounties out
yeah.
for stories.
Yeah.
Whoever gets the BG signing with the Eagles is a big one.
Yeah. I smell Dumas.
I was going to say it.
I smell Dumas.
It's a Dumas story.
I do smell Dumas, yes.
It's a Dumas story.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling
you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you smell doomus because Jalen's right over there. It hurts.
That's all a part of your
back pocket.
It's all in the camp. Yep. It's all in the same camp.
There it is. The Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
I'm working my way over there.
What, to the Power Rankings?
To the Hurts camp.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got to get in with those guys.
Well, yeah. That way you get an invite to the grand opening of the Jordan store.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a Kobe guy, though.
All right. Yeah. Can't do that.
Right.
Yeah.
215. Well, I do have Jordans, though.
Yeah. I mean, of course. Come on.
I wouldn't show up to a damn Jordan brand opening, though.
Well, it's not the LeBron store, at least.
Well, it would never be.
Yes, I know.
Yet.
I know. Yeah.
Terrible. He might have some of the worst sneakers I've ever seen from a star player.
Cares. He makes the right basketball play.
Okay. 215-592-9494. How about you get over to Colonial Hyundai right now? I need you not to wait. I don't want you to rush, not be dangerous or anything. But until October 31st, sale they got going over, John Ashdale, the Cars Arts, got going on at Colonial. Come on. You're going to see every car on the lot got a red tag on it, right? Because that means it's going to get you a great deal. How about this? New Hyundai Palisade, new Hyundai Santa Fe, or the award-winning Tucson for just $199 a month, only at Colonial. Come on, what are we talking about? $199 a month, they're going to give you more for your trade than anybody else. They're known for it. A guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. You drive away with a brand new Hyundai from Colonial, you know what you're driving away with? America's best warranty. 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Don't wait. This goes till October 31st. Colonial Hyundai, Route 30 in Downingtown, or ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only, lease Tier 1 credit through HMF. 10,000 miles a year, 10% down plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details. 215-592-9494. Rob in Williamstown. You're on WIP. What's up, Rob?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to just make a comment real fast about the current dilemma the Eagles are having before I get to Carson the Wedge and Mike Reed.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Aside from, poor coaching and a bad scheme, I think the inherent problem here is the play design. There's nothing innovative, there's nothing creative, and it's very vanilla. And I think that if the play design got a little bit better and they threw a few wrinkles in there, maybe they'd have a little bit more
scheme
success.
Guys open.
Rob, can I ask you something? Did you, when you were watching the Eagles last year march toward a Super Bowl, and you were watching them, did you say to yourself, man, the play design is outrageous? Or did you say to yourself, wow, the offensive line is playing great, and Saquon's playing great, and Jalen's throwing the ball when he needs to. Did you notice, because I'm sure you watch other teams, did you notice them looking like, you know, the Dolphins with guys running all over the place, or did you just notice them executing a simple scheme well?
Well, let me answer that question with something. I'm not going to directly answer that question, but I got to tell you that the year before, when the Eagles were winning, up until the Kansas City game where they won, and then the season went down the tubes.
Yeah.
I said it all along for the first 11 games. I said their offense is too vanilla. There's no creativity. There's no innovation. And it ended up catching up and biting them in the, you know what? Because then Nick Sirianni started saying, we're addressing it. We're going to change things.
Let me ask you this.
Everything
the same. So 2023, simple offense, right? 2024, simple offense. 2025, simple offense. Those are three straight years of simple offense. Now, 1 year, they actually went to the Super Bowl. So do you really believe that the issue is that the plays aren't more complicated? Or do you think the issue is that the players are not playing well? Or do you think the issue that three different offensive coordinators have had to scheme their offense around a quarterback who is limited in the things that he can do in the passing game?
Well, there's certainly a combination of all of those things.
All right.
Last year, the Eagles got better as the season progressed. And this is what I was hearing in the first four games this year. They're winning. They're getting better as we go along. Well, guess what? They're not getting better as we go along. They're regressing.
So you think they'll just get better by making the plays more complicated? I don't understand. Like, it, not I don't look at the good teams around the league. I don't hear anybody saying, boy, they're scheming them open. The only place I ever hear it is here.
You're making the job too easy for the defense on the other teams. I mean, the Eagles' offense production is terrible, right? I mean, Jalen Hurts himself, even, you know.
Rob, do you think that Saquon is getting hit behind the line of scrimmage at a record rate for him because the scheme isn't good?
No.
Well, I mean, there's a thing called the blocking scheme, right? And the play
design, and that's Jeff Stoutland.
The play design.
Yes, and Jeff Stoutland, right, who is the run game coordinator, who was here for the best running season in NFL history last year. It's the same guy.
Do we not have a different offensive coordinator?
Yeah, but
even he's been here.
Yeah, he's been here. And the guy.
But he wasn't running the offense last year.
Oh, my God.
Well, it also wasn't his offense.
Wait a minute. This is a show about opinions, right?
Am I wrong? Yes, and I think you're wrong.
Yeah.
I think you're wrong. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I just wanted to make that comment because that's my opinion.
Okay. Yeah,
all right, so
for
let's go to Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ike and I had several conversations about the Foles Wentz, you know, years.
Yeah, all the time.
Back in the day. So I wanted to point something out. And everybody keeps, you know, all the Wentzers keep on talking about, oh, you know, they would have never won the Super Bowl and blah, blah, blah. You know, in 2017. Here's the reality. Carson Wentz won 10 or 11 games that year before he was injured.
Mm-hmm.
He won one game against a team that had a better than 500 record when he played that team on that day. He played teams that had a better than 500 record three times that year. He played. He had one win and two losses. Mm-hmm. So the fact that he would go in there and beat Brady at his game is irrelevant. That would have never happened. Carson Wentz was a front runner that whole season. His 10 wins was against teams that when the Eagles played them, they had a less than 500
winning percentage.
And they were almost never behind in the games. They all front run in all those games.
But ahead because of his play. I mean, the guy threw 32.
What I'm saying is he's very overrated because of that. He's a Division II quarterback, and he was very overrated.
One
he got lucky.
A.
The team was good. We had a bad schedule.
Team wasn't
that
good. Wasn't that great? I mean, that was lightning in a bottle. But let me ask you this. What do you think the chances are that you get to the Super Bowl if Nick Foles starts the beginning of the season?
Well, and there you go. Well, you know, Nick Foles, as long as he had good protection, then I absolutely think he wins just as many games as Carson Wentz because I think he's
No. He would have to win more games than Carson Wentz because, see, the season didn't end there. So Nick would have to play 19 or 20 games that year and play well enough to win. So I'm asking you, what's the chances that happens? Because never happened in Nick Foles' career.
Well, look at this. Look at this. Well, yes. Nick Foles played for a lot of teams with a lot of bad offense.
What? Nah, don't give me a bunch of excuses. My point was that as Nick, and I love Nick, my point was is that Nick had never started a season and finished it. At 17 games, 18 games, 19 games, and played at a high level. So for you and anyone else to think that that team could have done what they did or been in that position without the play of Carson Wentz, assuming that Nick Foles could have did the same thing, there's no evidence to prove that either.
Well, let's put it this way.
Yeah.
Nick Foles joined when Carson Wentz went down in week 11, 12, whatever it was.
13, he went down. Wentz went 11-2.
And Nick Foles didn't take any snaps from the first-team offense the entire season.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, they had to kind of adapt to the skill set of Nick Foles.
Yeah.
And it took them a game or two. But then Nick Foles, once he started clicking, he beat all the best.
He did. He had a great game. He had a great game.
So what makes you think that he couldn't, from the beginning?
Because he had never done it when he had chances to do it.
Well, he didn't. Just because he didn't wouldn't mean couldn't mean that he wouldn't.
I mean, he was in the league for like a decade.
Yeah, he wasn't a rookie.
Eagles had an easy schedule.
I agree, but all I'm telling you is that you can't take away Wentz's contributions. That's all we're debating.
All right, yes.
That's all we're debating.
Contributed.
Yes.
Contributed, but he's not the reason they won the Super Bowl.
No one says that. What we say is that they wouldn't have been in the Super Bowl if he hadn't had the year that he had, which gave them the number one. Well, you don't know that.
They would have made the playoffs with Nick Foles being the quarterback.
It wasn't just making the playoffs. It was having a number one seed in a bye week.
Well, and why wouldn't that happen?
Because he'd never done it before.
Proved that he was the better quarterback at the end. Playing all the best teams. Didn't I just tell you that
Carson.
How did he look against Atlanta?
One and two against teams with a better than 500 record.
So let me ask you this. The Super Bowl was great that Nick Foles played in. They barely beat Atlanta thanks to a lucky bounce or two. We all remember the game. Thanks to a lucky bounce or two. And then they beat Case Keenum.
Okay.
I like that we took until now to get to this point.
Then they beat Case Keenum.
Yeah.
I mean, then they beat Case Keenum. So, I mean, yeah, Nick played great in the Super Bowl. He had a great game. That's what Nick Foles was known to do. Periodically, he would give you those unbelievable performances. But he hadn't shown you he could do that from the start of the season to the end of the season. Hell, even the year that he threw 27-2, I think he only played 12 games that year in the regular season.
Right. But he's also, like I said, he's in the Hall of Fame for two or three different
things. Oh, my God. Now we're in the Hall of Fame.
All right. Thank you for the call, Rob.
Now we're in the Hall of Fame.
Look, it took almost 5 o'clock for one of those to come.
Well, that's my old nemesis. So he hates Wentz.
Okay.
And that's the thing is that you needed Wentz to do what he did.
Sure.
So that they could finish off that season.
Sure, absolutely.
That's the only thing I think most people have ever said is you can't leave Wentz out of the Super Bowl season. You can't tell that season without Carson Wentz. He didn't play in the postseason. He didn't play in the Super Bowl. But that's not the 2017 season.
Sure, yeah.
There's a season that went along with that.
That's what makes that season so one of a kind.
And you can't have it without the way Wentz played.
No. Everybody needed everything that year.
You needed it. It was the magical season.
That's why I'm so glad our first Super Bowl was like that. It is unlike anything I could have imagined. I don't think any of us could have imagined that season playing. Nobody thought the team was going to be as good as they were during the regular season.
I agree.
The entire thing was magic. All right. Jack, I think I know the answer to this, but what is coming up in the top five?
Come on, man. My top five favorite Carson plays.
Let's go. Let's go, Fritzy.
This is going to be you, too. I'll step out. 215-592-9494.
Now I'm fired because Rob got me here. I need it now.
I enjoyed watching that. I didn't know that was coming.
I feel like I was back in 2018. I really did. 2018, 2019.
It's a throwback show. Throwback. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.